Yesterday afternoon, I watched a video that played every single goal of the World Cup thus far and got goosebumps. This tournament has been wonderful, and I'm so glad that I've been able to see almost all of it, as well as engage in opinion and analysis. For me, this has been several years in the making, as my interest in the game and access to competitions from around the world have converged to create a wonderful part of my life. As I've stated before, I'm not interested in discussions about whether football is catching on in the United States. I'm doing great, thank you very much, but hopefully the game is continuing to grow. After the U.S. crashed out against Belgium, MLSsoccer.com posted a series of ways casual fans could get involved with the game. Some of them were really good, like go to a game or soccer bar, learn about the game via magazines, movies, and podcasts, and play the game. If there are budding soccer fans listening out there, I totally agree with these suggestions. Check out the article and hit me up on Twitter for more suggestions. On to the football. The panel of Tim Vickery and Paul Sarris had some harsh words for the referees on last weekend's World Football Phone-In. Vickery suggested several times that the referee sets the environment for a particular game, and Sarris noted that 54 fouls were called in the Brazil-Colombia game. The ref had little control of that match, allowing fouls, not carding players earlier in the match after their infractions, and not abiding by the line drawn with the aerosol can. The result was a very choppy game and Neymar's injury, which knocked him out of the tournament. FIFA's choices of referees for the remaining matches could have a bearing on the pace, intensity, and outcome of the matches. I predicted today's matchup from the beginning, but have changed my tune. Surely, Germany must have the edge. With Lahm in the back against France, they were more balanced. Roberto Martinez predicted in between Saturday's semifinals that Bernard may come in as a straight swap for Neymar. He also proposed bringing in Willian and Joe. Joe would be more active and trouble the German defense. As much as I don't like Fredgie, he got them this far and Big Phil doesn't like change. Fernando Duarte suggested it's time for Oscar to step up in the absence of Neymar. Duarte noted that although this Brazil team has been built around the now injured Neymar, the Chelsea man can come forward and orchestrate things as the host attempt to book a place in the final. Oscar has covered a lot of ground this tournament, but Big Phil could look to him for goals and the killer ball. Gabriel Marcotti noted that for all the excitement and goals of the group stage, things are back to their nervy and low-scoring normal now. He did a quick preview of Brazil and Germany and wondered if Brazil would find the pieces to keep their 4-2-3-1 or move to a 4-3-3 and try to control the midfield. As for Germany, he asked if they would be the direct physical team shown against France or the more fluid, possession-based team of the group stage. Uli Hesse looked back at the 2002 World Cup final between these two teams ahead of the semifinal. He said the German team, not the favorites and a little lucky with the draw, simply, quote, did what the people at home could rightfully expect for them. They were committed, disciplined, and hard to break down, end quote. Led by Ballack and Kahn, they played Brazil even for 67 minutes, then Kahn made a mistake and opened the door for the Seleção to win their fifth title. Wednesday sees Holland play Argentina. In my comments regarding Netherlands versus Costa Rica, I failed to mention the performance of Keylor Navas in goal for Costa Rica. I think I was so disappointed with Holland's tactical setup and execution that this blinded me to everything else. The current Levante keeper had a great match, making save after save and controlling his area. Again, another fine effort for a keeper in a losing cause. Doug McIntyre posted on ESPN FC that the Ticos went home proud of their accomplishments. Their coach, Jorge Luis Pinto, said, quote, we were here to play football. Sometimes we were able to play, sometimes we weren't, but that's normal. Still, I think we've presented a very positive and very dignified image of Costa Rican football, end quote. They surprised a lot of teams along the way, including the Dutch, who were unable to break them down, even though they used three forwards. For the matchup between the Netherlands and Argentina, Mercati wanted to know what trick Van Gaal had up his sleeve, as he's done everything to get the orange this far. He also questioned whether the new Manchester United manager would stick with RVP, who has been poor lately. For Argentina, with the defense finding solidity, could someone step up to help Messi find the necessary goals? Tim Vickery looked ahead to Argentina's battle against the Netherlands for ESPN FC. The South Americans were able to take care of Belgium despite several personnel changes, but Sabella pulled the right strings. Further changes will be needed as recent reports have Di Maria out and Aguero back as a possible sub. Vickery noted the team has settled on a 4-4-2 to protect a slower back line and provide greater balance. I guess the Europeans will look more like a 4-2-3-1 with Lovetzi doing some of the defensive work on the left-hand side. Whatever the formation, the supporting cast will again have to work hard and contribute to get Argentina in the final for the first time since 1990. Finally, Raphael Honigstein noted that the Netherlands are in regression in this tournament. From his post, quote, the Dutch have gone from relying on their golden triangle, Robin van Persie, Schneider, Arjen Robben, to relying on the two-man band of Robin van Persie, R-O-B-B-E-N, to relying solely on Robin in Brazil. The 30-year-old was tremendous. but he was mostly on his own. Van Persie was poor, Schneider non-existent in open play. Van Gaal, all his experience and know-how notwithstanding, is coming up against the very limits of this squad. If he somehow pulls two more wins out of his hat with his side, the genius tag will be fully warranted. End quote. Just want to remind you about my blog and podcast. My blog is soccernomad.wordpress.com. The site is filled with posts about kits, books, soccer memories, and more. My regular podcast can be found at austinlong1974.podomatic.com or on iTunes. Just search Soccer Nomad. Or you can find me on Twitter at austinlong1974. Please contact me with any comments or questions. Well, that's some news and notes that have four big soccer powers battling out in the semifinals, and I hope both games are filled with quality and drama. Until tomorrow, ta-ta!